Joe Davis is with us from Ngāti Hei. An iwi-led proposal to combat the spread of the invasive kalerpa seaweed's been developed collaboratively by Pō Ulahui iwi that include Ngāti Pāua, Ngāti Hei, Ngāti Tamatira, Ngāti Taiki Tamaki, with input also from the Auckland Council, Waikato Regional Council and Northland Regional Council, alongside marine scientists. Joe represents Ngāti Hei on the Pō Whakarai, the governance group for the Fighting Invasive Kalerpa business case. And he's kindly with us for a kōrero about some of the challenges ahead. Hey, Joe, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Tēnā koe, anō. Kia ora, Joe. Hey, it's a real challenge here, Joe. What are the gaps in our current response system to this threat, do you think, Joe?
Well, it's communications with everybody and creating awareness of the seriousness of this terrible biosecurity threat that's come down the pipe. It's been around for three or four years, and it's a real problem. And if we don't do anything about it as soon as ASAP. It's going to cost it's going to bite us on the backside if we let it go on any longer. So we're seeking support from everybody, our boaties, our customary fishers, our recreational fishers, to get on board with this and help us manage what is a huge threat to our moana.
Yeah, it does seem that way. And I've heard of numerous attempts to try and eradicate this fast-growing threat, but I don't think that we've locked in on the one move we can make to rid our moana of kalerpa. What does the economic modelling show about potential loss of capital asset value if there's no proper intervention, Joe?
Well, potentially, if you look at it from a New Zealand GDP aspect, you know, it's a $66 billion threat to the economy. It's horrific. It's going to affect everything. The kalerpa seem to like to attach themselves to mussels, to scallops, to rocks. There's the odd sandy substrate that they love to attach themselves to. We now found out that it's mobile as well. It moves. It moves around. It might be there we'd go down and monitor a patch for 2-3 weeks. We'll come back on the fourth week, and it's gone. You know, it's moved on. There's giant football fields of this stuff up in the Bay of Islands and down around Waiheke Island, Aotea. Huge threats to all of our whenua, to our moana, and to our islands, you know. And so, in terms of loss, there's losses all around. There's losses to our customary, our kaimoana, our food basket. There's losses to the recreational take. There's losses all around for everybody. The commercial. You can forget about commerciality, you know. Unless we do something about this right now, and that's what the business case we put toward the minister 3 weeks ago. That's what that's all about, is fostering more support from the government through their agencies to tautoko our cause. And iwi, you know, for iwi, definitely the Pō Ulahui group, we are very concerned about kalerpa. And where and what it's going to do to our inner and to our gulfs and harbours and islands. We're deeply concerned about that. And anything that's in the water, Dale, as you know, is 100 times worse to deal with. You know, on the land-based stuff, like we had Cody die back in and other biosecurity threats. This is one out in the sea, and there's more to come. You know, you don't know what these ships are bringing in. Kalerpa is a foreign. We have our own native kalerpa, But this stuff is as like is an aggressive takeover of our own local stuff. You know, the Australian stuff and of course the Southeast Asia and the aggressiveness of the Kalerpa that's affecting our local flora and fauna is devastating.
Joe, I feel for you, mate, because, you know, we've got a lot of potential with agriculture, with tourism. You spend a lot of your time trying to address loss of marine habitat and loss of marine resource, whether it be scallops or Kalerpa. There are a lot of threats to the potential that exists off our coastlines. Joe Davis with us today. Joe, at a time when getting money out of the government is, it's more than just difficult. It's at times almost impossible, bearing in mind the economic climate that we're witnessing. Obviously, we need some serious governmental input or response here to challenge or to try and eradicate Kalerpa. How realistic is it getting hold of some big dosh from government sources to help in the campaign?
Well, it's a tough deal. We presented I think it's about a 400-page document to the biosecurity sector of the government. We saw and spoke to the minister and his staff. MPI, of course, we the Ministry of Primary Industries. We need to be. Well, we've been banging on their door for a while, and they've been giving us minor support, little bits here and there, but not to the standard or to the support that we need to deal with this stuff. I know I'm hammering on about how bad it is, but we've got to keep up the pressure. We need the support of the public and all the groups out there. We need the support of our boaties. Tangata whenua are already on this. We're concerned. We're probably the noisiest out of all the groups on these issues. The scientists, of course, are desperately trying to find a solution to a modern problem. For iwi, it's about protecting our coastline. And protecting our respective rohe moana, and of course, and all of the kai that's out there that's under threat, or what's left of that kai that's out there that's under threat at the moment. And so with that, that's given us impetus to go in boots and all and try and do the best we can and offer up to the ministers the best possible information that we can put before them to justify our case. So that's sitting with them now, hopefully they will be able to it will help them to come to some resolution that will support our cause even further.
Tēnā koe, Joe. Neat talking with you again, Joe. Thanks for all the mahi you're doing in this space. It's really it's mahi rangatira, and I appreciate what you're doing with your team. Ngā mahi.
Thank you, Dale, and everyone out there that's going to lend a hand or thinking about it. Thank you very much. We appreciate the help. We're only a small country, mate. We've got a small tax base, and we need to get the best bang for our dollar going in and taking this stuff on head on.
Tēnā koe, Joe. Thank you. This is Joe Davis from Ngāti Hei. Andrew at 603. If you'd like to make a response, I'd appreciate somebody coming back to us too, saying that